This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And John Daniel's show is brought to you by City Center Fort Worth, the premier business address for office space in downtown Fort Worth. Find out more at citycenterfw.com. And Budweiser Nitro Gold, infused with nitro for a taste as smooth as silk. And a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on.
You betcha. It's great to have you. What are the things going through your mind, JD, at a time like this as you're watching the losing streak?
Yeah, I mean, listen, probably similar to our fans, it hasn't been a lot of fun to watch. We've got some things we need to clean up, but I also know we're better than this, and we gotta start playing like it. We're doing a lot of different things, whether it's talking to the big league staff about specific, you know, roster moves or areas that we can address, getting with, you know, other teams as we approach the trading deadline and kind of seeing what opportunities there are out there, talking with our scouts and analysts about that and a variety of others. That's kind of how we're spending our time right now.
How different will the trade deadline be this year? I guess maybe you're getting a feel for it now when you start talking to teams. Does the fact that it's a shortened season, does it affect what people are expecting compensation-wise, or could people be more hesitant to make deals, or there's still a World Series to be played, or is it still kind of the same?
You know, I thought if you would have asked me, you know, a month ago, I would have said that I was skeptical there'd be a lot of that there would be a ton of action here at the trade deadline. And I think the biggest thing for that was, you know, there was so much unknown, right? And you had the early Marlins issue and Cardinals, and it felt a little tenuous at times. And I think the more we've kind of gotten past that, I just sense both from my own observations and then talking to my counterparts, that there's a greater confidence that we're going to play, that we're going to be able to finish the season, that we're going to have a postseason, we're going to crown a champion. And I think because of that, there is an increased expectation that there'll be more action. And I think that, listen, I don't know how the lack of revenues for clubs or the, you know, heavy decrease in revenues for clubs is going to affect things, because, you know, just the significant kind of short-term cash losses that are going on, and whether, you know, some clubs may be willing to take on money where other clubs aren't. We're still trying to, you know, have those discussions with teams, and that may play a role in it. But I think as far as, like, confidence that we're going to play a season, desire to win, I don't think teams are treating it like that, you know, there's an asterisk on it. I think if you make the postseason and you get through the tournament and you're, you know, standing there at the end, I don't think it's going to feel like you want to anything other than the World Series. And so I think because of that, you're going to have some action.
How does the loss of revenue with the new stadium, you know, impact the Rangers specifically? Does it make ownership less willing to spend money?
I think it probably affects us similar to everybody, where our payroll, not just payroll, but, you know, our expenses as a whole are largely a function of our revenues. And so when you have the decrease, we've had to make some tougher calls, and people have taken salary cuts, and there've been, you know, a small number of furloughs, and other, you know, kind of belt tightening, you know, more operational expense driven decisions. That's real, and we've been operating that way. Like, as far as how it affects us going forward, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what the I don't know what the lag effect is going to be into 2021. I do think there will be one, but exactly at what level, I don't know just yet.
JD, you know, when you go through a tough patch, and, you know, I know you're not going to put your head in the sand, but how do you handle when you're going into your own, into the front office or into being around people and stuff like that? Are you trying to be positive? Are you trying to, have some a little bit of compassion? Or is this one of those things where it's like, you know what, guys, hey, we're all in this together. We got to pull together. Are you positive in that way when you get through some tough times like this?
I try to be, but I mean, you're human, you know. I mean, it wears on you. Losing, whether you were the top team in the league or whether you're, towards the bottom and then rebuilding. I mean, the losing itself sucks. You know, the losing is never fun. And you try to be, but you wear it. And I've had guys, mention it to me. They could tell it wears on me and wears on all of us. But at the end of the day, that's kind of short lived, and we've got to be able to, like you said, figure out, all right, how do we get better? Right. I mean, short term, like, what can we do from a coaching staff standpoint? How do we prepare our guys differently, train them differently, get ready for the game, kind of get a little bit of some positive momentum going, something to build off of. And then I think longer term, it's like, all right, well, where are we and what, we have an opportunity over the trade deadline. There's increased conversation, like, what really moves the ball forward. And so, yeah, the losing itself sucks. I mean, I feel just like our fans do. Especially when you lose a close game or, you just get beat. I mean, you chalk it up. Sorry, we played well, we got beat. And we've lost some games here recently where we just haven't, quite frankly, we haven't played well, right? And it, especially when you're not hitting and you're not, defense is shaky, like, those aren't fun games to watch, and we need to tighten it up a little bit.
So, JD, you guys went on, and I know obviously the focus is going to be on this season and the next game, but you guys went on a really nice run where you had 7 of 8 winning seasons, and that involves a lot of buying at the deadline and giving up prospects and all that. But whatever you call the last 3 years plus this one where you're on track for 4 straight losing seasons, retooling, rebuilding, or whatever it is, when you look at this stretch, what do you see that could have been different to try to have them in a better spot today?
Well, I think a few, there's no like one decision, but I think just generally speaking, like, there was a, we've been somewhat in the middle, right? We haven't really rebuilt, and we haven't really, we didn't have, after all those trades and the graduations, we didn't necessarily have the farm system to continue to buy nor the payroll to add the top level free agents. And so I think that's kind of where we are now. The farm system's in a lot better shape than it was a couple of years ago. It's going to take some time for, these guys to develop and for everybody to see that. But, that's the biggest thing is that, just directionally is that, you look back and after the 2016 season, is there an opportunity? Could you have really kind of changed direction right then and ramped up over a course of a few years and aligned it with the ballpark opening? But that wasn't the decision that we made. That wasn't what we wanted to do at the time. And, when you do that, when you do like kind of a full rebuild, it's painful, but it's probably a little faster. And we have not chosen to do that. And it's going to take a little bit longer to get that, enough of those young players producing at the big league level.
At what point would you elect to go with that long-term rebuild? Is it just not in the organization's DNA? Can you contend next year?
I think it's going to depend on the moves we make, quite frankly, and I don't have that full picture yet. But, I don't think that there's a we're not planning on going, tear it down, full rebuild, and from that standpoint. But our focus is definitely on developing the young talent and adding to the young talent in the organization.
It's John Daniels here with us on your home of the Rangers. Give us an idea. What do you think, generally speaking, a pitcher as good as Lance Lynn could get back in a trade market like this? If you would sort of, give the fans a package to have in their minds as they're considering if they would like to deal their best pitcher or not.
Yeah, I'm not going to go down that path, but I think Lance for me is he's fun to watch, man. He's ultra competitive. He's pitching at an elite level and has been, really since the day he got here. Had a couple of rough starts last April, and since that point has been one of the top, five or so pitchers in the game, right up there with the Coles and the Scherzers and the Groms and then the best guys out there, Bieber. I mean, literally Lance that belongs in that category since the last year plus. So, we haven't had pitchers quite as dominant as Lance for this stretch in a while. We had, obviously Cliff Lee for a bit, Darvish in 13 was at a similar type level, but I don't want to get out there and speculate about that.
Can I ask you about Joey Gallo? He's got 2 years left as a Ranger with arbitration years there. Are you guys still actively working, or how much of that is going on behind the scenes where you try to make sure he's going to be here long term? He sure seems like one of the few guys here that can be a cornerstone sort of guy.
Yeah, again, I really don't want to get into like specific guys and that type of deal. We haven't had recent conversations about an extension, but I wouldn't rule anything out.
John, do you get in a situation though where you just make the determination to play young players just to see? I know there are times when we were in the NFL, we would say, okay, let's just play the young guys and see what we have. Do baseball guys go through that at all? Do they say, okay, we're at that point now, we need to just start to evaluate these guys because we don't have the minor leagues and things like that? Maybe get them some major league experience?
So absolutely. It's just other factors play into it as well, obviously, right? So we want guys that can defend themselves and aren't going to, really get overexposed and set their long-term back. And that's the other piece of it is, from a roster standpoint, we still have to manage the roster over the course of the winter. And, if you call guys up now before they're ready, then, that's one fewer player you could potentially acquire or you could have on your roster into next season. So, we got to balance that a little bit. But, we called up Leody Taveras today, starting tonight in center field. I expect we'll see a good amount of him. Obviously, we added Chirinos. We kept Jose Trevino up here. You're going to continue to see, more of these guys come up and get opportunities to develop, but also to answer some questions for us going into next year.
Well, thanks for your time once again. Best of luck against Oakland. We'll be pulling for you.
Thanks, fellas.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.